We're CJMQ, and we're talking today with Dr. Donald W. Daguerre. Dr. Daguerre is one of the managers for the upcoming conference, Eastern Townships Community Search Conference. So first of all, Dr. Daguerre, would you like to introduce yourself, tell us a little bit about yourself and about what the conference is?
Yes, I can do that. I'm a professor at Concordia University in Montreal in the Department of Applied Human Sciences, and a search conference, a community search conference, is a way of bringing people together to talk about what's the most desirable future for our community. And in the Eastern Townships, this is focused on the desirable future of the English language community, but is open to anyone that identifies with the English language community and would like to be a part of it.
Okay, so it's not necessarily Anglophones you're looking for. It could be Francophones, too, who are interested in the future of the English community?
That's right.
Okay, good. Now, when you talk about the future of the English language community, how far down the road are you looking?
That we negotiate with the participants. Mm-hmm. I think it's a 5-year plan that
okay.
they're talking about.
Mm-hmm. So they're looking for the future of the English-speaking community in the Eastern Townships in around the year 2014. So that's about 5 to 6 years from now.
That's right. I think 2013 wasn't a good choice.
Okay. Okay. These conferences are coming up very fast around the townships. I noticed in Lennoxville there's one on November 8th at 10 a.m. at the Amity Beaudoin Community Center, and one in Richmond on the 8th, Cookshire on the 10th, Cowansville on the 15th, Knowlton on the 17th, and Richmond again on the 18th. First of all, anybody that's interested in the future of the English language in the townships is invited. Of all age levels, or is there a specific age level you're looking for?
All age levels,
mm-hmm.
and all sectors of the community.
Okay.
And these sessions you mentioned will be information sessions that mm-hmm. will tell people more about it.
Okay, and you're one of the managers, I guess, one of two. The other one is Dr. Seguin, I guess?
Daniel Seguin,
okay.
Yes.
Now, how did you come to get involved in this project?
Well, I've been doing this work for about 25 years.
Mm-hmm.
In communities across Canada and the United States.
Okay.
Rachel Garber, the executive director of the Townshippers, got my name somewhere and came to talk to me.
Mm-hmm.
And it went from there.
Okay, so this is your specialty, and these conferences, if I understand, have been going on since the 1960s in various places around North America?
That's right, and around the world.
Okay, and around the world, okay. Conference, exactly what types of issues are you going to present?
Well, there's no real presentation. The
mm-hmm.
principle is very simple.
Okay.
And that is that people are committed to what they're involved in creating.
Mm-hmm.
So you can kind of wait for change to come and prepare for change as best you can.
Okay.
Or you can decide to take control of it and manage it proactively.
Okay.
And that's the invitation.
Mm-hmm.
The people that come to the search conference will come out of the search conference with their own view
mm-hmm.
of what's desirable and their own action plans.
Okay.
And they will put them in place.
Okay. So what types of action plans do you think that people might come up with?
You know, usually all the issues that are normal, how do we improve health care?
Okay.
How do we improve the economy?
Mm-hmm.
How do we keep youth in our community?
Mm-hmm.
How do we interact better with the education system and with local government,
mm-hmm.
And that kind of thing.
Okay, good. Now, these are open for anybody that's interested in the future of the English language in the community of the Eastern Townships. Now, from these conferences, I understand a few people are going to be picked to go on and form a group. Is that correct?
That's right.
Okay, and how are the people chosen?
From the information session,
mm-hmm.
People will nominate or write down 3 names of people that they think would be good to do this work.
Okay.
And we'll give them some criteria to help them do that. People that you would trust.
Okay.
And from that list of people, what you'll find is out of each of the sessions,
mm-hmm.
a number of names keep coming up.
Okay.
And then the co-conveners will approach those people and invite them to attend the conference.
Mm-hmm.
And the other criteria is that we have to represent the demographics, age, gender, etc.
Okay.
And we have to represent all sectors of the community.
Okay, so people are going to be chosen then, so many of each gender, so many from each part of the community and the different age groups too?
That's right.
Okay, about how many are you looking for? Are you looking for the final chosen people, about how many would make up the committee?
I think about 120 people.
Okay, that's quite a few. Okay, and they would work together in various parts of the townships then?
That's right.
Okay. Okay. So it has to be people that are willing to commit then for how long? About a year or 5-year term?
The people that start the process may not be the people that end the process.
So, okay.
Yes, you're committing for 5 years, but mm-hmm. we have to be real.
Mm-hmm.
Not everyone can commit 5 years. Life
okay.
changes.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the first things the people coming out of the conferences will do, the 120 people, is begin to talk to other townshippers.
Okay.
Because they can't, they probably won't be enough people to implement their own desirable future.
Mm-hmm.
So they'll be looking for other volunteers and other people to join with them.
Okay, good. And these would start in January, and the information sessions are in November. So certainly anybody interested needs to start coming out in November to the different conferences being held around the area. Now, you have a lot of experience. Tell us a bit about what's happened before at these conferences. What's come out of it?
Oh, boy, that's a big question.
Mm-hmm.
A number of, let me see if I can pick a particular conference.
Okay.
One of the conferences was in Fort McMurray, Alberta.
Mm-hmm.
And it was around the future of community services.
Okay.
New government was cutting funding to community services,
mm-hmm.
and one of the big issues was youth.
Okay.
So the youth action group decided to run a youth conference,
mm-hmm.
And got support for that, and got the schools to say youth could have time off school for a day,
mm-hmm.
and they held a day-long conference with about 1,100 youth in attendance.
Okay.
And from that, they formed various kinds of action groups to improve the community for youth and improve youth's involvement in government and business and so on.
Mm-hmm.
Another one more recently in the city of Kingston, Ontario, was getting what they called Kingston Off the Grid,
mm-hmm.
Which was how to go green. And they have a whole series of actions that they're carrying out in that one.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's interesting. Mm-hmm.
I think there's information on the website for anyone that's interested.
Right, and the website is www.searchtownships.ca, right? Okay, and are there more than one website? I guess if you just Googled in Townshippers Association, too, you could come to that website. But again, it's www.searchtownships.ca.
And I think there's some articles there, and there's some examples of past conferences.
Okay, good. Anything else you'd like to share with us before we go?
Just anyone that wants to get involved, please do. We're very excited about this, and we need your help.
Okay. Do you think one of the important issues, rather, would probably be keeping youth here in the townships or bringing them back?
Yes, that's one that has come up already through discussions, and
okay.
I think it will be one of the key issues.
Okay.
Which means we need youth there. We mm-hmm. need to hear their voice.
Exactly. Okay. Well, thank you very much, Dr. Daguerre, and hope to see everybody at the conference.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.